The perennial disturbances at Agogo in the Ashanti region between residents and Fulani herdsmen has escalated this year. It was reported this morning that two policemen who are members of the Operation Cowleg team operating in the area to ensure peace have been allegedly shot by Fulani herdsmen. About 2 days ago, four policemen who are also members of the team were attacked by Fulani herdsmen. Residents and farmers in the area have suffered in various ways. The herdsmen are believed to be Fulani from neighboring countries who migrated to the country and have been engaged by some people who are influential in society to take care of their cattle. Some also enter the country with their cattle and were allowed to stay on the land by some traditional rulers. The move by traditional rulers to allow them to stay on the land may not have been a bad idea, but the problem being created as a result of their activities are worrying. Instead of confining their cattle, they allow them to graze on people's farms and destroy crops. The activities of the herdsmen also prevent farmers from working on their farms. This is creating problems for the people who are predominantly farmers. In 2012, the issue was taken to court, and the ruling was that the owners should move their cattle from the area, but they have failed to comply with the court's ruling. In the government's quest to end the atrocities by the Fulani herdsmen, it set up a team made up of the police and the military to ensure peace and order. However, the members of the team are now the target of the Fulani herdsmen. One serious issue is that these Fulani herdsmen are said to possess sophisticated weapons. There is a suggestion that these weapons are given to them by their employers, who are very influential in society. Recently, a police commander in the area was transferred for allegedly being in bed with the Fulani herdsmen and giving them information of the Operation Cowleg team. It is refreshing to hear that the Ashanti Regional Minister, Simon Osei-Mensah, who doubles as the chairman of the Regional Security Committee, says the court ruling in 2012 on the issue will be followed. This means that Fulani herdsmen and their cattle will be moved from the area. If this is done, it will be a solution to the perennial problem. However, this cannot be achieved without the involvement of traditional rulers, politicians, security agencies, and other influential people in the country. Although there are ECOWAS protocols with regards to the movement of people across the boundaries of member countries, it is important for the country to ensure that a lasting solution is found to the perennial Fulani herdsmen menace. Thought must be given to designated corridors where the cattle can be confined to prevent them from destroying farms and for the herdsmen from killing people. The Fulani herdsmen menace must end now for peace to prevail.
News commentary was on the recent disturbances between Fulani herdsmen and the residents at Ago. The script was by Ernest Obinyini, a journalist, and presented by Teikiche.